This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is cool. This is cool. I wrote an article about it because I thought this was fascinating. You know how we talk about how there's no artificial blood? Okay, we need you to donate blood. We need everybody to donate blood. We go through millions and millions of pints of blood each year in the United States with trauma, chemotherapy, anemia patients, a variety of issues where people need blood. And so there's no substitute. Well, researchers are now one step closer to making artificial blood. So it's very cool. And I know some of you are like, well, I wouldn't want that artificial blood. No, thank you. I'll pass. I want real blood. Okay, well, if you want real blood, I hope you're donating. Okay, I hope there's a lot of like-minded individuals out there that want, you know, to keep our blood supplies full. By the way, Pints for Presents, hashtag Pints for Presents, really cool way to give a pint of blood as a present, as a gift to somebody. All right, if you don't have any money to get them a gift, you could donate a pint of blood as a present to them. And we're going to post your heroism. So let me know. Go to drdahlia.com. We're setting up a website for this. Pints as presents or pints for presents. Very, very cool because we want you guys to donate blood. But let's talk about this artificial blood. This is fascinating, okay? The thing with real blood is one is you need to make sure people are constantly donating it. Then it only has a shelf life of about 42 days. So a team at Washington University in St. Louis has developed a powdered and freeze-dried form of blood using these synthetic nanocells. And I'll describe what the nanocell is. All right? I guess it looks like a pile of paprika. They're about a 50th of the size of a red blood cell. But what they are is they have human hemoglobin proteins within them and then this polymer on the outside. And it could be stored for a year. And all paramedics or soldier or field medics would have to do in the middle of a battlefield is just add water to it. Like Tang. Any of you remember drinking Tang in the 70s? You'd add water to it and then all of a sudden, boom, you had a yummy, refreshing drink. Same thing as that. So, let's quickly review. So what does blood do? Okay? So blood, obviously it has hemoglobin. Hemoglobin carries oxygen to the cells. Alright? Blood, the whole blood, you know, with all the fluid in it and the water and the protein, so blood is a transit system for chemicals and for proteins and nutrients to get to the body. It also helps warm you up. It helps keep things moist that needs to be moist. But it can regulate the pH, the acidity. But the most important thing is what it does is it has to make it, it keeps oxygen going to the tissues when it needs to. Now, when they've tried to make artificial blood in the past, they had a problem. Apparently, the hemoglobin would react with nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide, that hemoglobin nitric oxide mix, okay, when they did this artificially, would cause arteries to constrict, vasoconstriction. Well, that just causes less perfusion to the tissues. So they had to come up with this polymer that would envelope the hemoglobin. And that would allow it to last long enough, and then it would detect, this is very cool, it detects changes in the pH of the blood to know if it should release the oxygen or not. All right? And if it could pick up the oxygen. So it basically packages hemoglobin around the body. It only lasts hours to a couple days at the most. But what that means is, if you are losing blood out on the field, in the battlefield, or losing blood in an accident, a paramedic could take this powdered substance that was sitting around for months, add water to it, and immediately have a unit of blood that it could give you. Those hours that it lasts could be just enough to save your life to get you to the hospital. So it's fascinating. Now, so how does this whole pH thing? Because my thing is, okay, it's very easy to talk about a nanocell, but what the hell is it doing? Okay, so when you are deoxygenated, okay, you have acid buildup. You have more CO2, carbon dioxide. So hypoxic, lack of oxygen areas, will have a lower pH, will be more acidic. So this little nanocell will know to release the oxygen there. Then, as it travels near the lungs, which are more oxygenated, right, because they oxygenate the blood, the pH starts to get a little bit more basic because there's less CO2 and more oxygen. That higher pH triggers this thing to pick up more oxygen, and then it goes around in a cycle. It's called erythromer. It's very interesting. Very, very cool stuff. The average red blood cell lasts about 120 days. So this sucker lasts a few hours from what we understand. Dr. Alan Doctor, that's his last name, Doctor. That's pretty cool to be a doctor. Huh. Yeah, I wonder if he got a lot of crap going to school. Anyway, he said they're going to try to push it where they can make this sucker last a good couple days. But honestly, you only need it to last long enough until you could get out off the battlefield and into a hospital. So he says it's a dried powder that looks like paprika, basically. It could be stored in an IV plastic bag that a medic will carry either in the ambulance or in a backpack for a year or more. When they need to use it, they spike the bag with sterile water, mix it, and it's ready to inject right then and there. So they tested this in lab mice. They replaced 70% of the mouse's blood volume with the blood substitute. Those mice were indistinguishable from those who received a transfusion from another mouse. So right now they got to work on clinical trials to begin to test how, you know, effective this is and safe in humans. But this looks promising. Dr. Alan Doctor is going to present his findings in San Diego at the American Society of Hematology. He'll probably also go to the beach. I mean, honestly, good work for him. I am so proud of him. He could take a vacation. He could do whatever the hell he wants. But for those of you, keep in mind, this could still take about 10 years. For those of you that want to help and donate blood for pints as presents, okay, if you want to donate a pint of blood and that's your present to your boss, a present to your family, a present to the world, go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org, or unitedbloodservices.org. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's just hit the ground running. We've got a lot to talk about. We have a mother that is suing over a baby mix-up at a Minneapolis hospital. She has filed a lawsuit against the healthcare provider after her newborn was mistakenly given to another mother at a hospital and breastfed. Tammy Van Dyke of Apple Valley recently filed a lawsuit in Hennepin County. Hennepin County is actually where GCN Studios is. So it's a good county. Seek, I believe, right? Are we right, Blake? Blake, is this Hennepin County? Yeah, see, Hennepin County is so big that even, yeah. So, it's okay. My guess is it is because, you know, he's running around Hennepin County right now. Apparently, she is seeking more than $50,000 in damages for an incident that happened in December 2012. The lawsuit contends that Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis failed to care for her infant, who was mistakenly taken to the wrong mommy. Van Dyke, her son, and the other mother had to go through unnecessary medical treatments and tests because of the mix-up. They had to probably be screened for HIV, hepatitis. In good faith, you drop your child off at a hospital nursing with the nurses, Van Dyke said in a previous interview. Never in a million years would you think this could or would happen. The hospital's operator, Alita Health, said at the time the hospital procedures required staff to match codes on the infant's and mother's identification bands, and it appeared that those procedures were not followed. Alita Health officials said Monday that they have since instituted a new electronic procedure. When the Mother Baby Center opened in February 2013, we began using electronic ID bands for the mother and infant, kind of like at Disney World. Disney World now, the band is like this electronic watch wristband. It's actually very cool. When you go to Disney World, you know, when you go to Disneyland, you have these little pieces of paper for your fast passes. But when you go to Disney World, you actually get this wristband, and you could pay to get a fancier, upgraded-looking, cooler-looking one. But I like the wristband, and you just go up to the oh, it's so cool. I love the whole wristband thing. Anyway. So they're now using the wristbands, according to Michelle Smith, clinical program director of Mother Baby Service Line. This helps us to assure that the identity of the infant and the mother are matched each time. Apparently, an apology letter to Van Dyke from Abbott Northwestern Hospital acknowledged that the boy was put in the wrong bassinet. Now, it's kind of interesting, okay? You know, because here we are, okay, 2016, 2017. Now, I, you know, in the olden days, it would be my bad. And I, you know, wait, you got my baby, I got yours. And, now it gets to this degree where there's lawsuits and you know, it's not the mom's fault. I mean, I would be upset if I was the mom. I would be very, very upset. And $50,000 is a drop in the bucket for a hospital. But there's a lot of debate on whether these lawsuits are frivolous or not. You know, on one end, I think a lot of us moms would say, okay, simple mistake. You know, thank you for giving baby milk. Let's get the baby tested. It's not your fault. Simple mistake. I understand that staff person, you know, was, you know, had her head up her butt. It's not the hospital administrator's fault. No need to sue the hospital and have them take it out on future patients by upping rates. On the other end, though, when a lawsuit does happen, it's very interesting, and I hate to say this, but when a lawsuit does happen, it brings a lot of attention to what happened. And that attention is then seen by other hospitals, by other nurses, etc. And then all of a sudden, tighter protocols take place. So, you know, honestly, I don't have a problem with her suing because of this. Yeah, even though it seems like, you know, really, it did put the baby at risk if that other mom did have HIV. It did put the baby at risk, and it shows that the hospital doesn't have their poop together. But what really stinks, if I could be devil's advocate for the hospital, the one reason why I would never own a hospital, okay, is because how do I know that one staff member on the third floor is not being half-assed? You could give the protocol. You could tell them they have to do the protocol or they're fired. But if they don't do it, they don't do it. And that really frustrates me. How do you ensure that people aren't cutting corners? There is no excuse to put a baby in the wrong bassinet. Personally, I'd be doing a drug test on that medical worker. Are people just really being distracted, or are they being halfway? I mean, you know, you are holding somebody's child. You put that child where that, you know, they're supposed to be. When the babies are in the nursery, that's a tough one. So honestly, when it comes to this, I can understand the lawsuit. $50,000, I think, is appropriate. If you tried to sue for a couple million, I'd be like, really? But you know what? $50,000, it brings awareness. I'm sure a lot of other hospitals are looking at this. They're, making sure that their staff has proper protocol. But you can't mix up babies. You just can't do that. That's not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Having a little bit of issue right now with my computer. I apologize here. There's a lot of good stories I want to talk about, but unfortunately everything is all kind of slowed down. Apparently everybody right now at this time of day is on their computer. This is interesting. An herbal tea error leads a woman to the emergency room because she had life-threatening symptoms. She mistakenly used leaves of a poisonous plant to make an herbal tea. See, this is where you guys go wrong. Why are you drinking tea? I don't get that. I mean, I understand maybe green tea. Maybe I get that. But honestly, you know, tea's not a very yummy. Don't be sticking plants or smoking stuff that you don't need to. Anyway, she apparently used a poisonous plant. 63-year-old woman recovered after receiving treatment, according to the report published in the British Medical Journal. The plant that the woman used to make the tea was called foxglove. Foxglove contains harmful compounds that act on proteins called ion channels in heart cells. So what it did is it caused her heart to slow down. That's according to the lead author of the report. The woman came to the emergency room, and she was, let me see here what her symptoms were. I apologize. There she is, vomiting, irregular heartbeat, and lightheadedness. So they examined her. They found the heartbeat was slower than normal. Her pulse was irregular. Sounds like she kind of went into an atrial fibrillation, and the only pulse they got was the ventricular beat. But atrial fibrillation can be up into the 150s, 160s easily. They say the woman told the doctor that the night before she tried a new herbal remedy, a tea made from the leaves of a plant named comfrey. Her friend had recommended to her. Her friend poisoned her. Why? Because she probably wants the woman's husband. The woman took her friend's advice and purchased the product. Okay, all right, I'm joking. Purchased the product at a local market that was labeled as comfrey leaves. She then mixed the leaves with hot water at home and drank the tea. But then she started to develop the symptoms just a few hours later. The woman had not previously had heart problems. This is obviously not good. When they looked up comfrey, it looks like comfy, but it's comfrey. On the National Poisons Information Service website, they did not find any information about its potential toxicity. But then they said that looks like it could be confused with foxglove. And foxglove is toxic. So they looked at her composition, and they found increased levels of a compound called digoxin. Now, many of you guys know, wait a second, digoxin is what we give people with heart failure. We give it to people with abnormal heart rhythms, absolutely. And they picked this up, okay? They picked up the digoxin from this plant. Now, this is why we have to be very, very careful with herbals and things that we get at health stores. They treated the woman with an antidote for the compound, monitored her condition for the next 5 days until her heart rate went back to normal. Then she got to go home. So herbal remedies, everybody thinks herbal remedies are safe, you know, because they're herbal. And you don't realize that so many of them mimic actual pharmaceuticals. And if you would be scared to death to take digoxin, which is an antiarrhythmic and will slow the heart rate down, then you should have just as much fear of taking foxglove or any of these other herbals. That's why we medical providers make such a big deal about what medications you're taking and over-the-counter supplements. Because you could be taking red rice yeast, you know, which is like a statin. You could be taking this foxglove that's like a digoxin. You could be taking some St. John's wort, which is like a Zoloft or a Prozac. And you start mixing all these combined, and that's some scary stuff. So it just reminds you, be careful, right? And also with what you smoke. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the medical marijuana business in Florida. They say that Florida could account for 14% of the U.S. medical marijuana market by the year 2020. And it sounds like a huge number of people that is very excited about this are your seniors. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Opportunity 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Florida is huge, and they have a large percentage of seniors, and that could vault the state to the second largest U.S. medical cannabis market by the year 2020. I would say first. I'd say first would probably be L.A., now that it's becoming legal. I don't know. Double check. this is being published from The Cannabist. They say by 2020, Florida could be tallying $1.6 billion in medical marijuana sales and have a 7.5% share of the overall U.S. legal cannabis market and a 14% share of the U.S. medical pot market, according to data released today from New Frontier Data and ArcView Research. These are firms that specialize in conducting market research. Florida's Amendment Number 2 is a measure to legalize medical marijuana for certain ailments like cancer, Crohn's disease, and this overwhelmingly passed on November 8th. Apparently 6.5 million votes or 71.2% in favor. Wow. Florida previously allowed non-smoked low THC, which is the hallucinogen part, not the, I hate using hallucinogen, but that's the more psychedelic aspect of cannabis, part that makes you high, containing 0.8% or less of THC, and at least 10% of cannabidiol for people with cancer, spasms, seizures, or terminally ill. Now, after election night, medical marijuana laws have been adopted, obviously, in 28 states and the District of Columbia. Recreational marijuana is now legal in 8 states and D.C. I live in Nevada, and we are one of them. By 2020, they say the legal cannabis market in the U.S. is estimated to total $21.2 billion. They say that Florida lawmakers and health officials adopt regulations that allow for efficient entry of physicians and patients, flexibility in licenses and permits to serve a growing patient population. We get that, guys? We have a growing patient population who needs marijuana. Am I the only one that finds that odd? At a variety of product forms, then the state could see medical marijuana sales of $10.7 million in 2017, $277 million in 2018, $1.1 billion by 2019, and $1.6 billion by 2020. There it is. Yeah, California is the leader. They say at $1.6 billion in 2020, Florida will be half the size of projected market leader California with its estimated $3.3 billion in medical sales, which will definitely help a failing California economy, and they need all the help they could get with all the immigration issues that they have. So, they say Florida's projection is dependent on multiple variables, including moratoriums put in place at the local level, adding that other key trends could consist in the development of advanced delivery systems that would better serve the state's large elderly population, which means there may be jobs later for you to take your bicycle and bring marijuana to somebody who needs it. All right, kind of an Uber for marijuana. Florida has the largest percentage of people age 65 years of age or older. So this is interesting. Grandma and grandpa are going to get high. I've already noticed the trend. The majority of the marijuana users that I saw with my patients were trending originally from the youth to the baby boomers, to the older individuals. And they acted like it was no big deal. They did it in the 60s. It worked back then. They're having money issues. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than their blood pressure medicine and their diabetes medicine and that. And, you know, I'm like, whoa, you are blowing me away with this. Now, I'm not saying marijuana prevents high blood pressure. I'm not saying it prevents diabetes. I cannot wait for it to get studied. But I got to tell you, I am a little concerned, even though I was pro-legalization, and I am pro-legalization, I am concerned about how fast this is going. I am pro-legalization once we have the logistics in place, once we have this figured out and we can make sure that our kids don't get access and we don't have people driving on the road like crap. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people driving on the road like crap. We have a lot of issues from a sociological standpoint that we need to fix. But our seniors are what is driving. This isn't a liberal agenda with the marijuana. It's not the youth who wants to get high. Remember, the youth, the young kids, they're into other stuff now. They've got, you know, ecstasy, and they have all these raves, and they have all this other weird stuff. Pot isn't as exciting for the youth, okay? A lot of them, they don't want to be mellow. They're already sitting at their parents' house on Obamacare till age 26 with a college degree that they can't do nothing with. It's not the pot that they're really big with. It's a lot of the other stimulants, hallucinogen type stuff. So the people wanting the marijuana, it looks like, and the people voting this stuff in are your seniors, your elders. And I can understand why. They're hurting. They're in pain. Maybe they're depressed, even though that could make depression worse. But, you know, when the average senior goes to their medical provider and they say, look, your kidneys are starting to fail. You have renal insufficiency. we got to make sure you take nothing that hurts your kidneys. So I want you off any anti-inflammatories, no Motrin, no Excedrin, nothing. And they're like, but I hurt my hips, my knees, my, I could give you a little pain pill, but I can't give that to you for long. Just no more Motrin. What do you think they're going to do? You know, pain, nobody likes pain. And if they did have experience with marijuana back in the 60s, they are going to really, really, really be looking forward to this. So don't underestimate which populations are being the driving force for a lot of these laws. And I'm not surprised if Florida is going to be huge. California also. California has a lot of seniors as well. Great weather, not very wet. Florida is a lot more humid. California is drier. So, of course, California has a huge population of seniors. The only reason why Florida or California doesn't surpass Florida in seniors is because California is expensive. Florida doesn't have the state income tax. And Florida really has their poop together with how to attract older individuals, like Nevada. Nevada, when they started to build Sun City and Phoenix, Arizona has a huge amount of seniors. It's dry weather, and it's not expensive as California. So it's very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another very interesting study is they said malaria was responsible for killing millions of people in ancient Rome over centuries. And scientists have determined this by examining the DNA from 2,000-year-old human remains, according to a new study. They say researchers tested the DNA from teeth on bodies that are 2,000 years old. And the find confirms that the infectious disease's existence in ancient times puts an approximate age on what happened. And they say malaria was likely a significant historical pathogen that caused widespread death in ancient Rome, according to Hendrik Poynar, evolutionary geneticist and the director of McMaster's Ancient DNA Center. So the teeth examined were from 68 subjects previously buried at three cemeteries in Italy. From those teeth, scientists were able to remove DNA from the dental pulp and link it to Plasmodium. And Plasmodium, that's the pathogen causing malaria. It's the genius. So what you have, genius and species. So the link confirmed the presence of malaria during the first century at the earliest. And it's been long suspected that malaria caused the fall. The Roman Empire, controlled lands spanning anywhere from Scotland to Africa for hundreds of years. They were huge. And mosquito-borne. Get high fever, shaking, chills, flu-like illness, and they were able to determine this by somebody's teeth DNA. Very fascinating. Another disease that was blamed for causing the demise of the Roman Empire was the plague, known as the Justinian Plague, the deadly bacterial infection named for Byzantine Emperor Justinian I, was blamed for more than 100 million deaths between the 6th and 8th centuries. So very, very interesting stuff how malaria was able to, with mosquitoes. I mean, as far up as Scotland, don't underestimate the mosquito. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works.
I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With my pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My pillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We still have a lot more to talk about. Later this week, we'll get to some stories where these kids' headphones are hurting their ears. I mean, this is something we remember back from our Walkman days in the 80s, but these kids' headphones could be leading to their hearing loss. We also need to talk about how alcohol, drinking alcohol each day, could be serious enough to cause you to have an arrhythmia. Just one glass of wine a day could be enough to do that. Now, a very interesting story that came out, especially since, you know, this is the holiday time, and, you know, many of us are short on money because we've already went Christmas shopping and we've spent, an arm and a leg. And so, unfortunately, overspending and under budgeting is something that the majority of us did wrong this last recession. And we're hoping with the new Trump presidency that we are going to get out of this recession quickly and be able to see the economic boom that we saw from the years 2000 to 2007. So we want to see that, you know, we're looking forward to it. The problem is we may be making the same mistakes. Okay, I noticed I did the same thing. I'm still hurting for money, but there was something that I would have never bought the kids because I thought it was a waste of money and it would break, and I decided to buy it for them for the holidays. Okay, why aren't I being careful? Why aren't I being cautious? Now, one is because I feel guilty that, you know, I really wanted to get them this a couple years ago. Okay, I tell you what, I don't tell them, but I got them one of these drones, you know, with the camera and stuff. Okay, that thing's going to break first time out. All right, these little drones, it's not that expensive, but I got one of those. But, it was one of those things where I'm like, you know what, I just want to tell the kids that I got them that. I'm making the mistake. I mean, I need to be cautious. We all need to be cautious. The kids, they don't do chores. I don't feel guilty not getting them a stupid, come on. Anyway, so there's a financial guru that gives us the 10 incredibly simple financial rules everyone should follow to ensure you're never short on cash. All right. They say the 50-20-30 rule has been, what's the 50-20-30 rule? I don't know if they give us that 50-20-30 rule. Is 50 supposed to be for your expenses, 20 is for saving, and 30 emergencies? I'm not sure. I got to double check that. But financial gurus have been giving us the rules all along. First rule they give us is be micro expense aware. Carlo Gualandri, founder and CEO of Soldo, explains that as consumers, we're constantly spending, often without realizing how much and on what. He says our day-to-day micro expenses, just like with calories, the little calories that we take in, add up. And if you calculate, for example, how much you spend on drinking a takeout of coffee every year, it could come as a shock. He said the old adage of take care of pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves rings true today more than ever. So you need to be aware of your daily expenses, okay? And you could do this as a family even better. Gas, etc. You know, we used to budget. A lot of families don't budget anymore. They don't sit down. And I think what gets some credit for that is the electronic statements we get from our bank. See, in the olden days, you'd have a checkbook, and you would have to, every time you wrote a check, you would have to write it out. And then you'd have to balance it out. You'd have to balance your checkbook. Well, now the bank is doing that for you. So my kids don't know how to balance a checkbook because they've never seen me write a check. I haven't written a check in years. No, it's not because I'm cheap. It's because if I need to pay the power bill, it goes through my bank. I just tell my bank to pay them. So, yes, you should be keeping your own record just in case the bank is messing up. But many people think that the bank is smarter than them, that the bank's computers are smarter than them. So they don't double check. All right, they say budget, of course, budget. They said the family is a patchwork of individuals with very different needs and desires. Jerry Seinfeld said nothing is fun for the whole family except Disneyland. Can Disneyland be fun for the whole family? But he said realistically tailor your budget to fit each member of the family's needs. Now, a lot of times what we do is we forget the kids. This is very interesting. Or we forget the in-laws, or we forget. And this is something that has to be a part of the budget. This is why there's a lot of animosity towards the in-laws. So let's say I have an entertainment budget. And let's say for my month, I am going to go out twice. And unfortunately, in Vegas, when you go out, you may try to, like, you know, say, okay, let's just go to Fuddruckers, but it doesn't happen. Somebody wants to go to the Strip, and you're ending up spending a couple hundred dollars easy for dinner. And that's a light dinner on the Strip. So let's say you budget out $500 for entertainment meals. And then you have money for regular meals. All right? Well, what happens when your mom or dad comes to visit? All right? Or somebody comes to visit. You're over budget as it is. And so there's an issue there. Well, you know, do we eat into our regular day? So many people, they just don't budget. Like, you know what, I'll just deal with it at the end of the month. And the kids, do you really budget for the kids? Are the kids going to need new pants? for school when they get a hole in it? All right? Are they going to have a field trip that all of a sudden we have to pay? Are they going to have to raise money for their sports team trip, bus ride? And the kids have a lot of unexpected expenses. I remember coming home needing, $30 for my yearbook. My parents pooped in their pants. $30? How are we supposed to come up with $30? I thought it was like $15.99, but at one point it got all the way up to $30 for a yearbook, and they freaked out. Too expensive. So, you have to, though, plan for that. You got to budget for that. Save, save, save. You got to put money away. What I like to do, even though it is not, I'm sure Bob Brinker and a lot of financial people, Dave Ramsey would say, what are you doing? But it helps me. One thing I do is the U.S. Treasury direct the bonds. Even though bonds are not by any means a good, bonds are not a good investment at this point in time. However, they have a way where they'll take money out of your bank as often as you want and throw it into a bond. Now, I use that as a squirreling method. And my husband always yells at me, don't put money into bonds. But if we don't have enough money to put into anything else, and I don't trust the stock market, and we just don't have enough money to put into real estate or whatever, at least I'm squirreling away some money when the bank automatically gets withdrawn to hit the U.S. Treasury direct. So sometimes out of sight, out of mind is the best way to save. Where you just have extra money taken out. You can even do that with your paycheck. Have extra money taken out of the paycheck for taxes, so then you get a nice refund at the end. It's a real nice bonus. They say use technology to your advantage. There are a lot of apps and services that can help you manage your finances, keeping track of your budget, investing smartly, tracking your money in real time. So use tech. Take an interest in finance. Don't let others do the big decisions. I think finance is fascinating. Now, finance classes in college were boring, but I think it is so fascinating to watch money grow and to see how, you know, you can, I would love to see how Trump did it. Because money builds upon itself. And it's very, very exciting. And, you know, when you hear people build an empire, you know, from, you know, I'm not saying Trump did that, but, you know, when you see that people are able to do that, you know, they took $100 and made it $200 and made that $400. It's fascinating stuff. They say make 2017 the year to get debt free. Low interest rates are here, but you have to clear up your debt. If you could get rid of that credit card debt, if you could get rid of that extra car, do so. Spend less than you earn. That is a big mistake many of us make. We aren't watching, and all of a sudden at the end of the month, we're like, wait a second, I spent more than I brought in. How many months is that going to last, people? So you'll want to spend less than you earn. They say use only cash. That's what I do. I will try to use the credit card as little as possible. I just rarely carry cash. And the old adage, remember, if you break a 20, you're going to spend it. So I try not to break any of my 20s. So, like, you know, if we have to go get fast food, I give them quarters. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.